Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, our entire show this week originated from San Francisco, the investment conference put on by the International Investment Conferences. Jonathan Moore did a great job down there. It was a very, very interesting show in the sense that, yes, it was smaller than most of the prior shows, but the thing really reeked of quality, not only with the companies, and the phrase that I would use here is this show, just out of economic necessity, for lack of better terms, the wheat was really separated from the chaff, for lack of better terms. I thought the speakers were great, a bit of diversification there, certainly with the keynote, Ron Paul, you know, obviously from a political bent, and then the other two keynotes, Frank Holmes and the other folks there, obviously coming from an economic standpoint. But I got to tell you guys, I really, really enjoyed this. Typically, you know, these shows can be very, very tiring. I was so, I don't know, exuberant about the enthusiasm that I saw down there among the quality folks that I actually was just re-energized, you know, within every minute. Jay, you know, you were on three panels, and you also did a workshop which I attended, which I thought was excellent. What's your impression of the show?
Exactly that, Al. I think you said it as well as I could, essentially, that the companies that were there were of high quality, and I think that's really due more than anything else to the fact that there's just not that many companies around these days after a two-year decline here in the metals markets that are able to raise capital or able to raise cash and raise capital enough to promote their stories. So the ones that were there were really, I think, the wheat and not the chaff. And I'm very excited about a lot of the companies that I found there. I think it's a great opportunity for investors that have some cash left after this drubbing we've taken. And I'm looking at a number of companies to talk to my subscribers about, and on my radio show too, as far as that goes.
Yeah, you bet. You know, Rick, you and I have been talking about, you come on the show every day and give your technical analysis as to what's going on in, among other things, precious metals. And I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I started calling gold the little engine, and silver, I guess I have to add, the little engine that could, because it just, you know, we got down, the price never got beaten down nearly as low as many of the pundits thought that it would. And I kind of felt during this show that particular attitude certainly was very, very obvious, number one. And number two, I saw a lot of optimism down there. Any comments?
I would say I had a lot of conversations with people in the booths who felt that we were near some sort of turning point. And you could say that some of the mining stocks, including some really good ones, have been beaten down so hard that just from if you do the math, there's not really much more to be beaten out of them, especially if they're good companies sitting on some cash. So also, as Jay was suggesting, the companies that were there were pretty well selected. You know, I mean, they were self-selected because any company with the spare cash to come to San Francisco and put a booth up there and people to stay at the booth, well, they're just, you know, that they're doing better probably than the average. You go down there in other years and the floor is really crowded, and sometimes you don't know whose story to believe. But in this case, I guess what we were seeing on the floor there was mainly companies that have hunkered down and have weathered what we all hope will be the worst.
You know, it's interesting that Jay, you and I both know Jonathan relatively well, and I was chatting with Jonathan. Oh, I guess the first show that was really, really grim in terms of attendance was the one that we attended in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the show last year in New York, I thought they did a very good job. But I would have to say that I think going back to the Chicago show, they really learned their lesson in the sense that Jonathan and I actually spent a fair amount of time talking about this, and he said, hey, the industry has changed. You know, our mission is among other things, to certainly provide a valuable event for society, and consequently, we're really going to shoot for quality. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the companies, how the companies basically, how the wheat was separated from the chaff there, but I found the same thing in terms of speakers. I mean, you know, Dr. Ron Paul, who you were kind enough to introduce me to 10 or 11 years ago, you know, huge hit at the program, and I think a show sponsor like this really has to dig deep when they know that they're probably going to not make very much, if any, money on the show to bring in people like that. And I truly appreciate that on the part of the folks, you know, Jonathan and his crew. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think, and I spoke to Jonathan as well at the show, and he sort of indicated the strategy was to go for quality and not necessarily quantity. And I think that makes a lot of sense from an investor's point of view, too. If you have, if you're more selective in who you take in, not only in terms of company sponsors for the show, but also speakers, as you mentioned, then you're not, you know, you're not wasting time. You're not having to work as hard trying to figure out where you should spend your time when you're at the show. That you can walk down a select, you know, fewer aisles, fewer booths, and everyone you go to has some quality, or at least higher levels of quality than what you had when we were in a raging bull market. Yeah, I just don't know to what extent that is, you know, Jonathan can hold back and keep the quality when the markets heat up again. You know, that will be tempting, I think, to sell more booths and to raise more cash. We'll see how things go, because I think we are going to have a turnaround here somewhere in the near future, Al.
You know, I think we may be at a turning point right now in specifically gold and silver. Rick, what do you think?
I would say the jury's still out. I've got numbers somewhat below where we are on the COMEX gold and silver contracts. You know, I'm always looking for a turn from somewhere above these targets. That's particularly bullish, but it doesn't really become that way until you get a significant move, a move that I call impulsive, and I like to see it on the hourly chart. So my criteria are very specific, and I guess you could say in a cautious mode right now. Regarding the show, though, it was really interesting because the speakers were kind of challenged to focus on the immediate facts of the market. It was it's been somewhat depressing, but I think you've got speakers who really caught the bigger picture. I know that was true. So I enjoyed the keynotes really as well as I have in any past year. And of course, Ron Paul added a very refreshing touch as well.
Jay, you know, you and I were on a panel, the last panel, actually, of the show, Bulls versus Bears, for lack of better terms. Obviously, the panel was theoretically geared towards gold and the future price, so to speak. I, right now, personally, am very, very bullish. What does Jay Taylor say?
I am bullish. The problem is timing. That's always the issue. I think the fundamentals scream for gold and silver longer term. But what is the longer term, and how do you define it? I think that's the issue. But at the same time, I think it also provides a great opportunity to do your homework and to look for some real bargains. You know, I think we can't be too far from a bottom here, although I agree with Rick that we could see a little lower. I've always said I think we could see something just slightly above $1,000. Well, so be it. I don't think the shares can get driven down too much more, though, from where they're at. And a lot of the major companies are really improving and reducing their costs. So I think the picture looks fairly bright going forward.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you very much for coming in and helping me introduce the San Francisco Gold Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Axel Merck, followed by a great panel that Jay and I were on. I think you're going to really enjoy the show. And then Ron Paul will be closing it out.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We're continuing from the San Francisco Metals and Mining Conference. Got one of our favorite guests sitting down with us right now, Axel Merck, How long have we known each other? God, it's been probably, what, 10 years?
Longer than we can count, I suppose.
It's, well, I don't know about longer than we can count, but it has been a while. You know, Axel, we did a fair amount of interviews yesterday, and the consensus right now seems to be no consensus. You know, where do people go? You know, as you mentioned off mic, you said, you know, when the S&P is going straight up, it's pretty hard to convince people not to get involved in the conventional market. I personally, you know, call me stupid, but I'm not a real believer long-term in the conventional markets. What does Axel Merck say?
Well, one of the reasons why everybody's confused is because our policymakers are confused. The Federal Reserve is very transparent. It is transparently confused. You cannot price an asset if you don't know where management is taking business towards. And that's why the euro performed so poorly for a while, because all the policymakers were running around like headless chicken, and now Bernanke is a lame duck. Of course, we know Janet Yellen is going to come in, but still, we don't know. Do they want to taper? Do they not want to taper? And so forth. So unless you form your own long-term opinion, it's very, very difficult to price an asset, and then you just revert to technicals, and that's ultimately not very healthy.
Well, right now, Axel, I have to agree with you. It's almost impossible to trade short-term unless you're going strictly on technicals for very, very short-term. But right now, looking at certain assets, maybe in a longer-term perspective, even though we don't know what the policymakers are going to do, where do you think people should be putting their money, or what are you maybe looking towards more positively?
Well, as you know, we tend to be contrarian, maybe not for this audience, but in general. And when complacency is at record highs, meaning that people are buying the S&P with low volatility and everybody hates precious metals, well, we tend to veer towards those. And notably, people have been told, oh, if the taper starts, gold has to do so poorly. Well, we know, or at least we think we know, that the Fed cannot afford to have positive real interest rates. And so if you look at the 1970s, for example, you had rising rates, yet gold did very well. Gold has had, just looked it up again, over the last 5 years, a correlation to the S&P of 0.14. Well, if you think S&P is a little pricey, gold is a good diversifier. Gold is more volatile than currencies are, but it's not historically more volatile, at least not much more volatile than the S&P is. It has been of late, but that suggests to me that if you're concerned about the S&P, don't go into bonds, you diversify through other means. We like currencies, but gold is certainly part of what I do.
I need a little primer in currencies. I mean, right now, your comment about not knowing what management is doing, I think, is a very, very astute comment. You know, we had a number of conversations yesterday with, among other people, Ron Paul, who's going to join us in the second hour of our show, and he kind of echoed, in a sense, the same sentiment. But right now, do you think a basket of currencies is the best place to be?
Well, a managed basket. You do want to read policymakers. I think if there's one good thing to be said about our environment is that policymakers are very actively engaged in the markets. Asset prices are moving. We think those things are expressed in the currency world. Take the Japanese, for example. We have a very activist government right now. They got the bid for the Olympics because they're going to rebuild Tokyo. They'll ramp up the military spending because they don't think the U.S. is going to back them up. They're going to put more pressure on the Bank of Japan to print more money. Well, guess what? That has an implication for the yen. The biggest threat out there is economic growth, and that is because bonds are going to plunge. We cannot afford to finance government deficits anymore. And ultimately, when you manage a basket of currencies, what you want to do is you want to put yourselves in the shoes of the policymakers around the world, as painful as it is, because culturally they act differently. The Germans love austerity. The Japanese love the printing press. And so everybody is a little different, and that provides opportunities. And you don't have to become a day trader. But what you want to do is you want to do fundamental research on a macro level. You want to think about how are the Chinese thinking? What do you think they're going to be up to? What are the Brits? What are the Europeans thinking? And you can, of course, say it's all a mess, but it's always been a mess. But at the same time, there's an opportunity there. And at the same time, yeah, you want to diversify out of the dollar, and we would think a basket of currencies is probably a prudent thing to consider.
Axel, you hit the nail right on the head there that all these countries, it seems like a disaster everywhere with their monetary policies. But there has to be some countries out there that you think are doing better than, say, the U.S.
Well, clearly, but I just like to caution, for the longest period, people thought the Australians are the good guys and the Norwegians are the good guys. Well, when that mindset comes in, things get expensive. So we were one of the first to turn negative on the Australian dollar. And in Norway, we got out of our Norwegian crown position. They have a very populist government right now. Or take the Swiss. Well, the Swiss are like having this beautiful backyard in a horrible neighborhood. In order to blend in, they dump their garbage into their own backyard now. So you got to keep an open mind and not just go by the reputation. The Eurozone, for example, is very much behated, but at the same time, they can't, the way they're structured, it's very difficult for them to print money. They have mopped up liquidity, whereas everybody else is printing money. And sure enough, the euro has been doing much stronger. No, Draghi doesn't like it. And so what we believe in is we live in an increasingly unstable world. You have to diversify. And again, you don't have to be a day trader, but you've got to spread your risks. And if you are a step ahead of the policymakers, there is a way that you can make money along the way.
I think what people are looking for right now, Axel, certainly our listeners, what they're looking for is nobody's looking for the big score necessarily right now because there's so much confusion out there. But people are looking for simply nothing more than having a portfolio where they can count as much as you possibly can on safety.
Yeah, and that doesn't exist. And that's the big challenge. We've moved over the past 100 years further and further away from the gold standard. It's going to happen more and more, so cash isn't safe anymore. That's why spreading to a basket of currencies is managing that cash risk. Now, clearly, that's not cash equivalent, but there is no place to hide. In the S&P, you don't get diversification when everything moves in tandem. So look at, in your portfolio, be glad if something goes down when other things go up, because maybe you have some sort of diversification there. And gold has gone down, for example, and might be a diversifier when somebody actually decides to take a profit, if that ever happens again in the S&P. And so it is very difficult to get diversification. You have to look at other asset classes. It's one of the reasons why we like currencies. On top of that, currencies are actually not as volatile as their reputation is. When the euro moves a full cent, it's almost nothing on a percentage basis. And so, but even if you don't do currencies, if you don't do precious metals, throw out that risk-free component in your portfolio and have an open mind as to how to diversify.
Well, you know, something that I haven't considered, and unfortunately we've got about a minute left here. I preach diversification on the show constantly. In the sense of Kathy and myself, you know, diversification for us consists of A, the conventional market, B, the resource sector, and C, real estate. We have a minute left here. Why should I consider currencies?
Well, because you have low correlation to other asset classes, and you can design a portfolio to have a low correlation. Think about you take a positive view on New Zealand and a negative view on Australia. Can't guarantee that you make money, but the returns you generate are going to be not correlated to anything else in your portfolio. And secondly, the risk profile is going to be rather low because these are highly correlated currencies and you're taking offsetting positions. But even if you just get a basket of currencies, you have a reasonably low correlation to other things in your portfolio.
When you talk about a basket of currencies, how many components are there to that basket?
Well, we focus on the major currencies because there you have free-floating currencies where any information is directly reflected in these prices. If you go to emerging market currencies, which you also do, you're buying political risk. And our politicians don't change very quickly, so that can be a very frustrating waiting game. So it's different dynamics depending on which region you look at.
The market right now certainly is a bit of a frustrating waiting game. There's no question about that. I have a bit of intrigue, in my mind anyway, about investing in currencies. We're going to talk more about that later. Axel, always a pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got to admit, Axel Merck is a very, very interesting guy. And I have to tell you, he has more than piqued my interest in terms of investing in currencies as further diversification. We've got a really interesting roundtable going on right now. We've got my friend John Wheeler, who is about as seasoned a money manager as you can possibly get. We've known this guy for, what's it been, John, 35 years or longer? About 35 years. It's embarrassing it's been so long. Yale Simpson and his son Mike Simpson and, of course, Corey. We're talking about the general market right now. These guys have been in this industry for, other than Mike and Corey, certainly a bit longer than I have. You know, John, starting with you, I got to tell you, at this show in particular, I'm really interested in the amount of uncertainty that's going on. Nobody really knows what to do at this moment financially, and that's from Ron Paul all the way down. What does John Wheeler think?
Well, nobody really knows what to do at any point in the markets. No one, that includes Warren Buffett and all the famous guys, they don't know what to do. But they use all kinds of different signs to try and time their investments. And one of the things they talk about and think about is what other people are doing. And when they see everybody, as you just alluded to, being deeply troubled and concerned and not knowing what to do in the space that in which we're talking about, that's probably a good time to gird your loins and go to work and make some investments in a space that's completely void of players as we can see at this show.
John, it seems to me right now that, especially in the gold and silver industry, the average investor is out of the game. There are very few people who feel comfortable right now injecting their money into, say, a company, most likely. But that is a good time to buy, because that means you're getting stuff on discount. It might go down a little bit more, but the upside potential that is available is really limitless at a point if you select the right companies. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the blue chips in the United States today, they're trading at well over 2 times book value, so something around 2.5 times book value on average. And if you look at the senior gold and silver producers, they're trading at well under book value in general. So the space that we're talking about, even at the senior levels, is starting to show up on value screens, which is rather unusual. In the junior sector, the stocks have almost left the radar screen completely, and there's some wonderful assets being sold at fire sale prices is the only way to describe them.
Yale, you've been involved in this industry since, what, about the early 1970s, if I'm not mistaken. You've been very, very successful. Interest of full disclosure, by the way, I have to say that I am an investor in two of the companies that Yale is involved in. So we're not talking about those companies, but I just want you to know I do own shares in both Exeter Resources and Rugby Mining, and you're involved in those companies. But, again, we're not talking about companies here. We're talking about general market trends. You know, you got to admit, it's pretty scary right now. But something that you said at dinner last night that I thought was really interesting is this is kind of a throwback to the 70s that we're in right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Al, I think you interviewed Wendell Zerbe earlier on talking about just that. You know, having been in the space, I've been involved in gold exploration and development since 1975, and all I've seen is cycles, right? And so this doesn't surprise me at all. What surprised me, I mean, with gold, the problem is it's not like copper, lead, zinc, or pig's ears, where you have a fundamental commodity where supply-demand controls what's happening. And you know that when lumber was really cheap after 2008, you know, crash, then people piled, the contrarians piled into lumber and made a lot of money. In gold, you've got this big situation where the gold's futures controls the gold price, not the fundamentals of the gold business. You know, just on what John was saying in terms of going around, I just did a week of marketing for Exeter, and we're talking generically, so I'm not saying what people specifically were saying about Exeter, but we did New York, Boston, Denver, and Minnesota. And Corey, to some extent, to take an exception to what you said, a lot of people are well invested in the junior sector. They're just underwater, and they're not talking about it, okay? And coming to the show, we see a lot of people who are underwater and admitting to us they're underwater, and having listened to somebody like Rick Rule at the show who said, hey, just get over it, okay, and start thinking positively to make money. So there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines. That was the impression I had. There's some new funds out there. That there's one fund who's put $2 billion, a new resource fund, looking for product because they say it's the bottom of the market. So I think we'll see a turnaround, but it's going to be gradual, and we better be patient. I don't try to oversell any delivery of anything in this market because it just won't bear you fruit. But accumulating is what should be done.
Mike, you and I, both as Al pointed out, are of the slightly younger generation compared to these experts that we have beside us here. And when we look around the show, we don't see many people our age around here. We see the people who have been in this industry for a long time. They know that it's cyclical, and we do go through these cycles, and when it comes back, it usually comes back even stronger than it was before. But looking at it from a contrarian standpoint, at least coming from investing, doesn't this seem like it would be a good time for us to be here just because we are the younger generation and it's really, I guess, underappreciated by our age group?
Yeah, I mean, we don't see any young people in. We're not seeing, there's no jobs out there. A lot of people are you know, giving up, and there's a lot of opportunity to come in here and step in and, you know, work your way up. And we're fortunate now that we are surrounded by a lot of people with great experience who've been through the ups and downs, and it'll get better. It always does. It never seems like that at the bottom. It just seems like it's tough. And once you see people giving up, that's where the opportunity. And we're seeing a number of companies that are trading under cash. And, you know, there's very, very few times, probably in our lifetimes, that we'll see it. And this just happens to be one, and that's the opportunity for us.
John, I want to wrap this up with you. We've got about 2 minutes left here, and the question I have is, you know, you help a lot of people out with their, you know, their financial questions, et cetera, et cetera. What are you telling people to do right now?
Well, my clients have really got a barbell, Al, and we own a lot of the junior space metal companies in one hand, and other companies that will benefit from the turnaround that I see coming, like drilling companies, which are also extremely cheap, and some of the brokerage firms that participate in this space, who are also very cheap. So on the one hand, I have a lot of the companies that are in this space or will benefit when this space turns. And the other hand, I have cash. And the reason I have cash rather than the usual very low-risk products is because there's no yield in the low-risk products. I might as well just have cash as extremely high-quality bonds or things like that. So that's my position currently.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Been chatting with Mike Simpson, Yale Simpson, John Wheeler. You know, Corey, the thing that's really fun about coming to these shows is you really, really get some great participation from people who are attending. And that's really one of the reasons that we'll probably continue to do these shows for a long, long time. Folks, in the next two segments, we're going to be giving you snippets of a panel that I was on, Bulls and Bears and Gold. Going to have people like Jim Dines involved in that, Jay Taylor and others. I think you'll find that to be really, really interesting. Next time there's a show like this in your area, whether it is a show put on by international investment conferences, whether it's a show put on by Cambridge House, I have to tell you, these are must-attend shows for only one reason. And you know what that is? Education. It's very, very definitely all about education. You don't want to be in this sector if you're a greenhorn. Stick around. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rick Rule. I'll be moderating the closing panel. I think you all know all of my panelists, but to the extent that you don't, I'll begin by introducing them. On my far right, it's been suggested that there's nobody in the world on my right, but that notwithstanding, on my far right, appropriately, Jay Taylor, radio host, newsletter writer. Please give him a round of applause. Al Corlin, who I'm sure you all also know as a consequence of participating in this conference and also operating nationwide on the radio. And my friend and co-conspirator for two decades, Adrian Day. This is so hard without Dines, you know. One of the things as a panel moderator is if you get lost for something to say, you can always throw Dines a soft pitch and let him take off with it for 5 minutes while you assemble your thoughts. The other thing, of course, is that you can always also make fun of Mr. Dine's entourage. Not having the ability to do all that is really going to constrain all the material that I have written for you. But anyway, I will suffer through. Adrian, are we near the bottom yet?
Junior gold stocks?
In junior gold stocks and junior resources. I mean, you know, we talk about market cyclicalities. We talk about, well, we talk about the fact that it's been an uncompromisingly poor 3 years. My message from the podium is that you hung around for the pain. Why don't you hang around for the gain? Am I off base? Are we near the bottom? Are we at the bottom? Are we past the bottom? Where are we?
I think we're very, very close, very, very close to a bottom in particularly the junior gold stocks. We've seen some extreme sell-offs in the last month or so, and that's often a sign that you're getting to the bottom where
after basing for a long time, and we can think of many stocks that have just been kind of declining slowly over the last couple of years, but, you know, and forming long bases. In a lot of stocks, we've had these sort of sharp sell-offs in the last couple of weeks. I'll just mention two, if I may, that I really like. So I'm not knocking the stocks. I'm actually recommending them. Eurasian, for example, down at 80 cents. And Armadin Minerals, we picked some up at 103 on yesterday. I don't know what it is today, probably 90 cents or something. These are extreme sell-offs we've seen in those stocks. But conversely, interestingly, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen a couple of stocks bounce on good news. Now, that's what you'd expect stocks to do, of course. But for the last 4, 5, 6 months, any junior gold mining company that put out news, normally the stock went down. I like to say because it reminded people they owned it. But in the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple of stocks that have put out good news. One of them at the show, Miranda, put out some good news on, was it Friday or Thursday? I've been traveling so much, I've lost track. But one of the days last week, and the stock went from, you know, 12.5 cents to 16 cents. That's a pretty darn good bounce. And we've seen some others. So, no, I think we're very, very close to the bottom.
Al, you know the question? Are we at the bottom with regards to the juniors?
You know, we have...
stuck in traffic. With the traffickers.
I've introduced everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, to the far right, the self-described original gold bug, original uranium bug, original rare earth bug, original internet bug, for sure founder of the hard body movement, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Dine.
Original bottom bug.
Well, I asked this question with you in mind, but you were stuck in traffic. Alice, your turn. Are we at the bottom yet? Later.
I'm happy to give an opinion. I don't think anybody really knows, and I'm not trying to skirt the issue there. I think there are some tremendous opportunities out there. I think the reason that we're at the point that we're at right now in the junior resource market is I think that there is a tremendous amount of confusion and fear out there. I think that we're living through times that we have never seen before, certainly on a macro level. And, you know, a brain can only, you can only deal with so many issues. And I think that when you have all of the extraneous factors that are going on right now, I think that people are simply not in the market right now because they don't see any reason why they should be. Are there good buys out there? Anytime you can buy companies for less than cash value, which is not exactly the exception right now, those companies have to be screaming buys. Could the market go a bit lower? Of course it could. I think you have to stay well informed. You got to listen to guys like Adrian Day, Jay Taylor, Jim Dines. You got to put all of that information in the hopper, and then you have to make up your own mind. But the most important thing I think people have to do right now is you have to stay informed, because we are not, you can't look at history, I don't believe, to get any reading on where we're going.
Jay, more pain? Are we on the way out?
Well, for our sector, it's hard for me to see how there can be a lot more pain. I look at the S&P TSX Gold Index that shows up on the Stockwatch website every day almost, and if you look at the 10 years, going back 10 years as a whole, that index is back to where it was when gold was $350, $400, or it's where it was for a brief moment after the Lehman Brothers decline. So it's hard for me to see as a group how we're going much lower, given that 10-year history. With respect to the fear that Al talked about, I kind of think that it's the opposite with the don't worry, be happy crowd, because the stock market's making new highs every day. It's only the gold and the resource sector that seems to be in the toilet right now. So I think, you know, I mean, I think now is a time when gold, if there is the fear that Al's talking about, it's certainly not in Wall Street. I think there's a lot of doom and gloom in the main economy because people are really hurting. But as far as the establishment's concerned, they're getting all the narcotic they could ever wish for in the form of QE, and they're as happy as can be. So I think until the system breaks down, maybe that's what it's going to take to get the gold and the precious metals sector perking up.
Jim, you've been commenting on technical analysis for 50 years, I think, and nobody could question your expertise with regards to bottoms. Where do you think we are?
I'm not sure I'm clear on the question.
Do you want me to talk about double tops as well, the other technical analysis? That you're...
Boy, you're a specialist not only on bottoms but on tops now. Well, you're asking my opinion about the market? Or?
Yes, actually. I mean, I remember years ago when you did the sort of Glide Church thing, and you had these graphs that were going up, and you said, which way is the market going? Figure it out. And the audience was supposed to say up. Where are we going now? Up or down? You can do this. Work with me, Jim.
So now you're a specialist on up and down, huh? Well, getting serious here. There are two types of investing. You can either buy for value when they're underpriced, or you can buy an uptrend. In terms of the uptrends, I said to you when I spoke yesterday that I was recommending five stocks in the three-dimensional printing group. One of them today already rose 5 points, today alone. And the golds and silvers are doing nothing. So the question is, do you want money or not? So if you want to buy value, there are a lot of bargains about, no doubt about it. The trouble is that these bargains could become even bigger bargains, which is what was said last year at this time. People said they're cheap, buy them now. Well, they've gotten cheaper. And what concerns me is survival. A lot of these mining companies can no longer afford to pay someone to answer the telephone. If they survive, they are bargains, no question about it. But what if they don't last long enough for the upturn to come? Will there be an upturn? There's no doubt about it. You can't build anything without raw materials. If you want to buy stocks that are depressed now, they've got to have a good cash position. They have to have a plan. They have to have a good ore body. I would not touch anything, for example, in Venezuela or a lot of other terrible jurisdictions. I think I'd stick to the U.S. Canada just raised taxes, so they're getting greedy. And what I've noticed over the years is that the mining stocks, which are very cyclical, when the governments see them making profits, they begin ladling, tacking taxes onto them and regulations and rules, and finally they can't make any money. So the stock collapses and the company starts going on care and maintenance and starts giving up on making it. They even close the mine and just put a padlock on it, wait for things to turn up. At that point, the government realizes that they've taken in less money with the higher taxes. So they cut taxes and they make it easier for the mining companies, and then we go up again. So right now we're in a situation where we're beginning to really close down companies. So if you want to buy something, make sure the company will survive. I have positions in the rare earths. I have positions in gold and silver. But they're parked. I don't even watch them anymore. I'm pretty sure I've got companies that will survive. But meanwhile, I want to make some money. Because, and you can quote me on this, rich or poor, it's good to have a lot of cash.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.